Merry Christmas. This is Charlotte Kennedy, and this is my third day of the Dog Days of Advent. And I want to talk about my Christmas tree today. I was talking to Miss Melissa, the fabulous bathtub mermaid, the other day about ornaments and things. And it made me really start looking at my tree and realizing how personal your Christmas tree can be. And every time I unwrap the ornaments, every year it's like a trip down memory lane. And I thought I would share some of my ornaments and decorations from my tree with you. So my very favorite prized Christmas possession, saving a fire first, is the glowing blue star on the top of my tree. It is from my parents' tree, their original tree, which puts it about 60 years old. And it's been rewired a couple of times, but it keeps working, and it's my favorite thing to unwrap during the year. Past that, as I'm looking down the tree, it's just I have no two ornaments alike, and it's a menagerie of ornaments. Some were bought as keepsakes from reminders of fun places we've been. Some were made by the kids. I've got a couple made by me when I was little. Ornaments handed down from my mother, and I have several that were gifts from my students through the year, so those are special too. I think my favorite ones, I have a couple of the elves that they look like an elf on a shelf, but they were like the original elves, I guess. They don't sit on a shelf. They hang on my tree. But I remember them from as soon as I could remember a Christmas tree. So they're from somewhere in the 1960s. And they're a little bit worn, but they're hanging in there, hanging in there on the tree. Also, I have a lamb and a blue bell that I bought, a fuzzy little lamb, when it was Jonathan's first Christmas, and he was almost a Christmas baby. He was born on the 26th at 1 o'clock in the morning, so he wasn't quite the Christmas baby, but I tried really hard that Christmas. But I bought these because they were kind of indestructible, and I was thinking that when he started getting around the tree and playing with things, they wouldn't hurt him, and he couldn't hurt them. And those are my older favorites, and my newer favorites, we have a TARDIS, and we have an R2-D2, and a Firefly. So those are my most current favorites on the tree, and I'm going to take pictures of these and post them so I can share them with you on the Dog Days Facebook page. And so that's about my tree. And in the infamous words of Charlie Brown's best friend Linus, I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love. Y'all have a good night, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. Bye.